From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Trump administration does continue to push for U.S. troops along the U.S.-Mexico border, but has not determined how many troops will be necessary. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen told reporters National Guard troops may serve in a support role.
So it's in conjunction. We have offered up our best advice through the CBP as to what they could do. But it would be similar in part, for example, to Operation Phalanx, which was the aerial surveillance. As you know, the border's really big. We need to know where the people are crossing and who they are so that we can take action.
So support mission?
Support, sure. They're going to help with look at the technology, the surveillance. In some cases, we'll ask for some fleet mechanics. It's rough terrain down there. The cars need some love, too. We got to make sure we have mechanics there. But we can free up a CBP officer who's trained to do law enforcement.
President Donald Trump signed a memorandum Wednesday clearing the way for the deployment of National Guard troops to the border. But it will ultimately be up to the four border state governors to finalize the numbers and the precise timing. Days after U.S. President Trump repeated his call to bring home U.S. forces from Syria, defense officials insisted there's no shift in strategy or to U.S. policy. The U.S. has about 2,000 troops stationed in Syria as part of its ongoing efforts to destroy IS and dismantle the group's self-declared caliphate. But Mr. Trump has signaled twice in recent weeks that the time for U.S. forces to leave Syria is near. According to the White House officials, President Trump is not expected to meet with the leaders of Cuba and Venezuela when he attends the summit of the Americas next week. They do say that there will be opportunities for interactions between Trump and his Latin and North American counterparts at the two-day summit that begins next April 13th in Lima, Peru. This is VOA News. Yulia Skripal, the daughter of the former Russian spy Sergei Skripal, is said to be recovering quickly after both were poisoned by nerve agents in Britain, which is being blamed in Russia.
Into the poisoned war of words between Russia and the UK on Thursday came one of the key players. Yulia Skripal releasing her first statement since being poisoned along with her father, Sergei, in a nerve agent attack launched on UK soil last month. She said her strength is growing daily after waking up over a week ago. In a statement released by British police, she thanked the staff at the hospital where she's being treated, but didn't mention the well-being of her father. That statement coinciding with Russian state TV announcing how Yulia also phoned her cousin to say she and her father are recovering. Russian media added that the authenticity of the audio recording could not be verified.
That's Reuters' Jacob Greaves reporting. Both North and South Korean leaders are preparing for a summit later this month in an effort to help resolve tensions over the North's nuclear program, VOA's Pernell Murdoch reports.
The Koreas will need to agree on how Kim will arrive at the venue, and there has been media speculation that he would cross the military demarcation line that bisects the Koreas by foot in a symbolic gesture. The Koreas also need to determine how many times he and Moon would meet that day and whether parts of the meetings would be broadcast on live television. The Koreas have held only two summits since the 1950 to 1953 Korean War. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
A District of Columbia judge on Thursday sentenced two Turkish Americans to 1 year and 1 day in prison after they pleaded guilty to assaulting pro-Kurdish demonstrators during Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's visit to Washington last year. 46-year-old Sanaa Nareen of the state of Virginia and 51-year-old Eyüp Yıldırmaz of the state of New Jersey each pleaded guilty in December to one count of assault with significant bodily injury in connection with the May 2017 clashes with protesters near the Turkish ambassador's residence. A protest at Howard University in Washington, D.C. is in its second week as students occupy the administration building for the school's longest ever sit-in, vowing to remain until the school fully meets nine demands. Students have asked for University President Wayne Frederick to step down. This is in the wake of a corruption scandal. They also cite several other issues: inadequate housing, financial aid issues, mishandling of sexual assault cases, and also a lack of student representation in administration decisions as part of their problems. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.